AP punch out. The fourth for Savali brings up Edward Julian. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jimmy Leland, and the great Minnesota Twin, Joe Mauer. Hall of Fame induction here today. Strike one on Julian, who walked back in that second inning. Savali winds in the 0-1 pitch. Very high, one ball, one strike. Around these parts, everybody's talking about Joe Mauer, who played his entire 15-year Major League career with the Twins. One of the great catchers of his generation. Line drive on a hop to second. What a pick on a backhand by Terang. Plants and throws, and he got Julian at first. What a play. By his standards, it's actually been a subpar defensive series for Bryce, but he made up for a lot of it with that great pick there on a ball that was crunched by Julian on a hop. So two out and no base runners, and that brings up Christian Vasquez. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning for the first time, and Savali drops in a breaking ball for strike one. Vasquez hit the ground ball to Terang that turned out to be the biggest play of the game thus far a couple of innings ago. Bryce decided to try to throw to second. He got a force, and he threw it behind Adames. And two runs ended up scoring. Vasquez given an RBI hit. 3-1 Twins in the fourth, and the pitch. A little bit outside. 1-1, Joe Mauer. No relation to yours truly. We spell our names differently. He's got one R, I've got two. 1-1 pitch. Lifted foul on the right side by Vasquez into the seats. 1-2.
Yeah, you're Josh Mauer.
He was a first balloter, huh? I think so. Savali wind up 1-2 pitch. And on the ground to third. This should be easy for Ortiz, who scoops it up, slings it sidearm, and in time to get Vasquez. For the first time today, a 1-2-3 inning for Aaron Savali. Joe Ryan going back to work as we head to the fifth. 3-1 Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states. Great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hankook Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hankook Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated Tri-Clean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me, pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier Tri-Clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The fifth inning, it's the Brewers trailing by a couple against Joe Ryan and the Twins, 3-1. And let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Time to turn it back over to Lane Grindle. He's got your play-by-play in the fifth.
All right, thank you, Josh. Reese Hoskins leads off against Joe Ryan here in the fifth. Ryan at 54 pitches. He's been effective, only Allowed the one base runner. That was the solo home run from Haas back in the third. And Haas.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Amigos, experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And I will tell you a story from earlier this year in a youth baseball game where a player had a lot of that gear on. And I can't remember if that player walked or got a base hit, whatever it was. They ended up at first base and they started to take off all their gear. Swung on and fouled off the gear of Vasquez. It's 1-2. And they're going to hand it to the first base coach. And he said, what are you doing? He said, well, I can't run with all this on. He said, if you're going to wear that at the plate, you can wear it around the bases. Until you're getting paid to play this game, I'm not carrying your equipment. And that player didn't wear as much gear to the plate the rest of the season. One ball and two strikes on Ortiz. Here's the pitch. Chopper towards short. Castro has it. Flips to second for one. On to first, not in time. Ortiz able to stay out of the double play. Hit softly enough that Castro had to wait on it. So they get the lead runner in Hoskins, and the Brewers will trade some speed on the base pass on the fielder's choice with Ortiz now at first. And he's there with one out for Garrett Mitchell. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Izzy hard seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Garrett struck out against Joe Ryan back in the third inning. And a bunt up the third baseline. A very good bunt. Everybody's going to be safe. Ryan picked it up, had to put the baseball in his back pocket. Perfect bunt by Garrett Mitchell, and the Brewers have a couple on now. You cannot put a bunt down any better than Garrett just did. And two hits in the inning after just one hit in the first four for the Brewers. And now here's Jackson Churio, who struck out without swinging the bat back in the third. But a three-hit night last night, and one of the hotter hitters in this lineup for the crew. First offering, and Jackson took a strike. Two-seam fastball that just worked itself back over the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Again, good speed on the pass. With Ortiz at second and Mitchell elite at first. 0-1. And that just caught the outside edge. That one was a wide strike. First one, borderline pitch, but probably got it right. That one was off the plate. And now it's 0-2 on Churio. And the pitch. And Jackson took outside with a four-seam fastball that time. It's 1-2. Trying to get himself back into this count for Jackson Churio. Ryan, this will be number 65 in the pitch count category as he wheels back towards second without a throw.
Brewers will be happy to see Joe Ryan exit, but this is a good Twins bullpen, Pat. Murphy was quick to praise this Twins bullpen this morning before the game. 1-2, Cheerio fights it off foul and out of play first base side. It stays at 1-2. But worth noting, even though it was game one of the second half and coming out of the All-Star break, both these teams had to push their bullpens last night with 12 innings to cover. But most guys should be available back-to-back days. 1-2. Cheerio took low with a splitter. And he's evened up the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pretty good battle going on right here between Ryan and the Brewers rookie Jackson Cheerio. 2-2 pitch. Jackson, a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down and plug the gap. It's rolling all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by the center fielder Buxton. Ortiz is in. Flying around third is Mitchell. He will score. It's a 2-RBI double for Jackson Cheerio. And we are tied at 3. A 3-hit night last night for Cheerio. He drives in a pair here. And he just keeps getting better with every passing day. It was a sinker, and it backed up over the plate more than Ryan wanted it to, and Jackson Cheerio took advantage. And what a clutch swing from Jackson Cheerio, who didn't look all that comfortable early on against Logan Ryan, but finally got the mistake he was looking for, and he lined it into left center.
Boy, that ball's just making a different kind of sound coming off his bat right now, isn't it, Lane? That was beautiful. Bottle that up. I'll tell you what, too, after he got that second strike call on him, the second pitch, which he disagreed with, we frankly disagreed with, it was 0-2. But for a 20-year-old to battle his way back into the count, worked it even, and then got one he could do damage with, that was super impressive.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of maturity just in the approach with Jackson Cheerio, for sure. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining for that double. First pitch, brought home to Eric Haas, and it misses outside, 1-0. Let's Go Brewers starts to ring throughout Target Field. Runner at second and one out. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-1 on Haas. Solo home run back in the third inning for Haas. His second home run of the season. 1-1 pitch. Haas takes down and away, and it's 2-1. Cheerio at second. Tied back up at 3. Brewers with 3 hits in the inning against Joe Ryan. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss at that breaking ball. And it's even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Back to the top of the order, and Bryce Terang in the on-deck circle. Brewers not content with just getting the game tied. They're trying to take the lead here in the top of the fifth. They have really made Joe Ryan work in this inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a bouncer back up the middle. This is going to sneak through into center field. Around third is Cheerio. He will score. An RBI single for Eric Haas, and the Brewers on top, 4-3. Castro got a glove to it, but couldn't keep it on the infield, and it trickled into center. And Cheerio, with that speed, was not stopping at third at that point. Good at bat from Eric Haas. He is 2-for-2 and driven in a pair of runs. And now a runner at first and still just one out in the top of the order in Bryce Terang. A 4-hit inning for the crew against Ryan so far. And looking for more. First offering, and Bryce puts a bunt down but foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. And I think anybody that follows the Brewers had that in the back of their mind right there with Bryce Terang at the plate. Always a threat to do just that. And the way that Mitchell got the bunt down earlier in the inning, and frankly, the way the Twins have kind of struggled with bunt defense in this series, made some sense to try to put another one down and keep the pressure on Minnesota. The pitch lined out toward right, going back on it is Kepler. At the warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch. Pretty good swing from Terang. That's the second time in this series he's gotten into one, but the ballpark holding it and a play being made against him. Two down now, and here's William Contreras. A 4-3 Brewers lead, top of the fifth inning. Contreras has hit it on the ground both times today. He is 0-2. Haas at first being held on by Santana. First offering to Contreras, missed outside, it's 1-0. This inning feels a lot like that 12th inning for the Brewers in last night's game, where they just came up with big hit after big hit, kept the line moving. 1-0 is a little slow roller to second base, playable though for Julian, who picks it up and tosses to first in time to retire Contreras. Brewers score four runs. Excuse me, they score three runs and take the lead 4-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Another MVP has joined the roster at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Dr. Ryan Stefanchek. Board certified in sports medicine, physical medicine, and rehabilitation, Dr. Stefanchek specializes in non-operative treatment of the spine, chronic pain, all joints, all musculoskeletal problems, and more, emphasizing holistic care first, with a focus on diet, sleep, stress management, and social connections for a patient's well-being. At Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Baseball and tailgating. This is Marie from Discount Liquor. For over 60 years, we've been part of the starting lineup that makes your tailgate an experience. With over 2,000 varieties of beer, 4,000 types of liquor, and over 8,000 wines, we're your pregame headquarters. It's not a game without a tailgate, and it's not a tailgate without a stop at Discount Liquor. So before you head to the ballpark, head to Discount Liquor. Two area locations, in Milwaukee on 51st and Oklahoma, and in downtown Waukesha on Main and Barstow.
Discount Liquor.
The fifth inning is brought to you by Adams, the number one rated Generac dealer in Wisconsin. For power peace of mind for your home or business this summer, visit AdamsPower.com.
Well, it's a 4-3 lead for the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brewers getting some big swings from Jackson Churio and Eric Haas in the top of the fifth. Aaron Civale now with a lead to work with for the first time today. And he'll face the top of the Twins order in Willie Castro. Well, American Family Field transforms into Hogwarts for Harry Potter theme night on August 16th. First pitch to Castro, a curveball in there for strike one. Join a Friday night duel against the Guardians, plus take home a Harry Potter themed Brewers jersey with a special ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/theme nights. The 0-1 missed high, and it's one ball and one strike. You a Harry Potter guy, Josh?
I'm vaguely familiar with any Harry Potter reference.
That's, you haven't read the books or anything?
No, though? I haven't.
Pitch missed outside, 2-1.
Big Ron Weasley fan.
Swing and a miss, and it's two balls and two strikes.
You look like a Dumbledore guy.
He's saying I'm kind of an old soul.
I actually didn't really know what I was saying.
You just knew that was a name from
the yep. thing.
Threw it out there. Snape.
That's a character.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-2. Soft liner down the right field line, but foul. Caught by the ball boy down there. Nice play. Two balls and two strikes on Castro. Seen the movies.
Have not read the books.
2-2. Missed high and away. Three balls and two strikes. Castro, then Larnach, and then Byron Buxton here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Minnesota. Pitch. And he missed up and away, and he walks Castro. Leadoff man reaches. That's the fourth walk issued by Savali. Remember, he walked three in that two-run second inning for the Twins. So leadoff man is aboard for Trevor Larnach. No, Kent Zastrzyzny is not a Harry Potter character. I don't know where you got that name. Oh, Rob Zastrzyzny is warming in the bullpen, Kent tells me. I thought he was participating in our conversation. First pitch to Larnach. Misses up and away. It's 1-0. Brewers were happy to get Jared Koenig back today. Another lefty in that bullpen. Brewers have four lefties in the pen now. 1-0 pitch. Strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-1. Zastrzyzny, Hudson, who pitched, of course, last night. Jared Koenig and Hobie Milner. Savali's 1-1. He is shot foul off the facing of the Twins first base dugout, and it's 1-2. Larnach 0-2, a strikeout and a fly ball to right. That ended that second inning. Now time called by Larnach. It has turned into a nice day here in Minneapolis. It was gloomy, rainy when we got to the ballpark. One-two pitch. And he just missed with a two-seam fastball. Well, the Brewers wanted that call. You can see the body language in the dugout right now, a little frustrated. Two balls and two strikes. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And we do it again at 2-2. It was so gloomy and dark, frankly, when we got to the ballpark today that Josh and I were sitting here getting ready for the game, and we commented that you wouldn't know if it was 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Castro. But it has lightened up as the afternoon has gone along. A little bit more breeze than we had at first pitch, but nothing that's going to have much impact on the game. And really a pleasant day at the ballpark if you're a fan of the stands. Here's the 2-2. High fly ball out to right. Frelick going back on it. At the track, at the wall, and it is gone. Just got out of here. Hit off the top of the wall where the flowers are in right field. It is a two-run home run, and the Twins back on top. It's 5-4 Minnesota. Two-run shot by Larnach. It's the second home run allowed in this game by Savali. For Larnach, it's his 10th of the season. And a leadoff walk. A part of the problem here in this fifth inning. Still nobody out. And now here's Byron Buxton, who homered back in the third. First pitch swinging. He flies one out to right. This one playable, though. Frelick back into his left. He makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away. And now here's Max Kepler and Pat Murphy making the stroll out to the mound, and that's going to be it for Aaron Savali.
He will hand the ball to Pat Murphy, and Rob Zastrzyzny will come into this game. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Savali's day is done. Zastrzyzny's coming on. The Twins back on top, 5-4. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Well, Max Kepler, the batter. It's a 5-4 Twins lead. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Rob Zastrzyzny takes over on the mound for the crew. One out, nobody on. Two already in on the two-run home run by Trevor Larnach. And now Zastrzyzny having some issues with the pitch comm. So Eric Haas and he will come out and try to sync up their technology. Well, good time to tell you that as the boys of summer grind their way through another pennant chase, enjoy every inning with baseball's favorite comfort food, the Usinger sausage. You can get the brat, maybe the Italian. Nothing beats a 1-2-3 ninth inning save, and nothing saves a tailgate party like an extra pack of Usingers. So don't get caught short. Make sure you have plenty of Usingers on hand, whether it's for the tailgate, whether it's for the backyard get together, maybe it's just for lunch. It's going to do the job regardless of the role you put it in. Versatile player, the Usinger sausage. So the pitch comm now synced back up. And here's Kepler, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored here this afternoon. Zastrzyzny's pitch is in there for strike one. Kepler hitting .254 on the year, 6 home runs, 32 driven in. And he hits a foul ball back towards us and through the hands of a fan. No balls and two strikes here on Kepler. Zastrzyzny has been really good for the Brewers so far this year. Brings home the pitch, and he missed outside. It's 1-2. It's been another nice find by the Brewers' front office. He has gotten some big outs for the Brewers this year when they've needed him. In a multitude of roles as an opener. Pitch missed outside, and it's 2-2. Worked in third of an inning last night. Retired Kepler. Only batter that he faced. 2-2 pitch. And did he go? Able to check on a breaking ball down low. And a count full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Kepler. It's the 8th appearance of the year for Zastrzyzny. And now time briefly called by Kepler. He's having a very decent year in AAA Nashville, but he's been even better since he got back up to the big leagues. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball. Right center. Mitchell racing in. Calling off Frelick, who peels away. And it's Mitchell in center to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And there's two down now for Carlos Santana. Well, Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfer Field. They catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to the Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. 5-4, Twins lead it. Bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch from Zastrzyzny to Santana. Misses down and in. It's 1-0. Pitch. That one missed. A little bit outside with a cut fastball. Two balls and no strikes. To a pitch. Chopped foul. Just over the head of Pat Murphy in the Brewers dugout. Two balls and one strike on Carlos Santana. Had the big home run last night. Santana has walked today and scored a run. He's 0 for 1 officially, and he lines this down the left field line. It is hooking foul and into the stands. And now it's 2-2. Cutter down and in. And he almost went down and golfed that ball. Foul down the left field line. Brewers head to Chicago at the conclusion of this one. A three-game series with the Cubs. And then no more Cubs for the rest of the year. 2-2, swing and a miss. He went after a fastball up and away. Santana strikes out. And Zastrzyzny comes in and retires the two batters that he faces. But a two-run home run by Trevor Larnach gives the Twins a 5-4 lead. As we go to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Skip Sunday brunch and get in on Brewers action with the Sunday Funday Bundle. Starting at $62, get four or more tickets plus food and beverage available at every Sunday Brewers home game. Get yours now at brewers.com/funday. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
I caramba, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Well, the sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Suraj Varma from Oak Creek. Suraj will win a gift card jackpot of $1,000 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this half. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Willie Adames leads off the sixth for the crew and takes the first pitch to low. From Joe Ryan, it's 1-0. Ryan at 77 pitches as he works here in the sixth. A 5-4 Twins lead. And Adames swings and fouls one off the gear of Vasquez. And it's 1-1. Bit of a back-and-forth game. Twins took the early lead. Brewers came back, took a 4-3 advantage. Twins right back with a two-run home run to jump back out in front. Ryan's 1-1. Liner out towards right center field. That's going to get down, plug the gap. It'll roll all the way to the warning track before Buxton can cut it off on a couple of hops. Sliding into second with a leadoff double is Willie Adames. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. And Adames stays hot. Third hit of this two-game series. And an extra base hit at that. And the Brewers and Twins in these middle innings just exchanging body blows right now. And here's Sal Frelick. Frelick today 0 for 2. He's hit it on the ground both times. Twins corners are in. And Sal pops it up. Foul territory. Lee giving it a look, reaching over the railing, makes the catch. And Sal Frelick will take the slow stroll back into the dugout. Sal was hoping he could at least put it in play and move the runner. And instead, on a pretty good pitch to hit, no problem with him getting after that pitch. It was a fastball down the middle. He just, unfortunately, missed on it and popped it up. So here's Reese Hoskins. And Reese sends one high in the air on the infield. First baseman Carlos Santana calling for it. He'll make the catch with the sunglasses on. And the Brewers with a couple of very quick outs against Joe Ryan here in this sixth. So after the leadoff double, back-to-back pop-ups, and it's going to be up to Joey Ortiz, who's 0 for 2 today. A 5-4 Twins lead. Top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Ortiz is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. As good as Joe Ryan was early, the Brewers have had some really good swings against him of late. Trying to cash in on the leadoff double here in the sixth. 0-1. And that caught the outside corner with a fastball at 92. So Ortiz behind, no balls and two strikes. Ground ball back up the middle, slow roller though. Castro fields behind the bag at second, throw to first, not in time. Ortiz hustling out of the box, able to beat it out for an infield single. The Twin Zone, no doubt, will hold things up and see if they want a challenge. They will not. And so Ortiz keeps the inning going. Runners on the corners and Garrett Mitchell coming to the plate as Adames goes to third on the infield single by Joey Ortiz. The Brewers have had a lot of infield singles in this series. And now here's Mitchell to put down that perfect bunt single back in the fifth. And Brooks Lee, remembering that, is already up on the grass. A 5-4 Twins lead. But the Brewers threatening here with two outs in the sixth. Ryan brings home the first pitch, a swing and a miss at a fastball up and in at 93. It's 0-1. Do the Brewers elect to start Ortiz at some point in this at bat? There he goes. And the pitch taken for a strike. No throw to second. Ortiz slides into second with a belly flop. And now runners at second and third. And Joey's slow to get up. I think he might have face planted a little bit. And is checking on his nose right now. That was not a graceful slide whatsoever. He went into a slide and just kind of caught a cleat, it looked like. And then face planted into the dirt. And so Dave Yeager, the trainer, is out there to check on him. It is a stolen base for Ortiz, so a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. It is an 0-2 count at the plate on Mitchell. But both runners now in scoring position for the Brewers. Joey Ortiz now laughing with Scott Berenger, who's come out there as well to check on him.
That was the most painful donation from Delta Dental and Delta Vision of the year.
Joey's going to see the replay of that one from his teammates a few times, I think.
He might need Delta Dental after that.
I'm glad he's okay. He's still in the game and was able to smile about it as well. No balls, two strikes, both runners in scoring position. A 5-4 Twins lead, sixth inning. Ryan brings home the pitch, and Mitchell skies one in the air to left field, but playable. Martin coming in, gets underneath of it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers threatened. Couldn't do anything with a leadoff double, though. They leave him on the corners, or actually leave him in scoring position. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 5-4 Twins lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Four Twins lead it as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Target Field. And Bryce Wilson takes over on the mound for the Crew. Rob Zastrzyzny done after two-thirds of an inning with a strikeout. And for Bryce Wilson, he's going to get the bottom of this Twins order. The six hitter in Brooks Lee, then Austin Martin, and then the number eight hitter, Edward Julian, scheduled to hit here in this inning for Minnesota. 5-4 Twins lead. Brewers threatening in the top of the six, but left two runners in scoring position. And the first pitch to Brooks Lee from Bryce Wilson in there for strike one. Final line on Aaron Civale. 4 1/3. A one pitch missed outside. 1-1. Four hits, five runs all earned, four walks, four strikeouts. He gave up a couple of home runs. Wilson making his 24th appearance. He's 5-3 with a 4.12 ERA. And the 1-1 missed outside. It's two balls and one strike. Wilson out of the windup, the 2-1. That missed outside. And he goes to 3-1 on Brooks Lee. Lee is 0-2. Popped up in foul territory back in the second. Flied to left in the third. 3-1. And that missed outside. So a leadoff walk to Brooks Lee. And that has been a problem for the Brewers today. In all but one inning, the leadoff man is reached. And for a brief moment, even in that one inning, the leadoff man reached, because originally they said Austin Martin, who is at the plate now, was hit by a pitch. Brewers challenged it and it got overturned. He ended up striking out. First pitch to him is hit in the air to left center. Garrett Mitchell, though, got a beat on it. Breaks in and to his right makes the catch for the first out. One away for Edward Julian. And don't miss George Webb's Double Play Meal Deal. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. First offering to Julian. Missed inside. It's 1-0. The walk issued to Brooks Lee, the 5th walk the Brewers have passed out today. That missed outside. 2 balls and no strikes, and it feels like Bryce is still getting a feel for this strike zone right now. Kind of nibbling on that outside edge, but he's not getting that call. 2-0 pitch. There he came a little bit more in, caught the outside edge, and it's 2-1. It's a good Minnesota Twins team, 11 games over 500 coming into the game today. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Lee. Guardians, the team to beat in that AL Central, but the Twins and Royals certainly potential postseason contenders as well. 2-1. And he was able to check on a sinker that missed down and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. Here's a 3-1. And that caught the outside corner. And the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Edward Julian. Lee led off this inning with a walk. Bottom of the 6th inning. It's a 5-4 Twins lead. Bryce Wilson trying to keep it that way. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cutter on the outer half, and it's a ortho ASAP strikeout of Edward Julian. And there's 2 down now, and the number 9 hitter, Christian Vasquez, is the batter. Vasquez, 1-for-2. Infield single back in the 2nd inning. That drove in a run. First offering. He's in there for strike one. It's 0-1. Brewers have out-hit the Twins 7-4 in this game so far. Twins with a couple of big home runs. That's accounted for 3 of their 5 runs. 0-1. This is hit down the left field line. Churio going back on it in the corner, reaching up. And did he make the catch? Jackson Churio sure did. Reached into the stands and made that catch before it went into foul territory. Wow. A dazzling play last night for Jackson Churio to end the game. And he goes into the stands before that ball can get out of play. And he pulls it back in to end the inning. This kid is growing up right in front of our eyes and turning into a star. 5-4 Twins. We head to the 7th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Bring the summer vibes to American Family Field for Yacht Rock Night at the Brewers game on July 26th. It's presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Grab a special ticket to get a Brewers captain hat with your seats, and bring that hat to the back of the press box, and Josh Maurer, who is the king of Yacht Rock, will sign it for you. Get yours at brewers.com/theme nights. 5-4 Twins lead it. We go to the seventh, and the king of Yacht Rock back in to call it for you.
Hey, you got the wrong man in this booth. That would be the one and only Kent Sommerfeld.
That actually is.
Yacht Rock King.
He is Yacht Rock royalty.
Well, the Brewers chasing a run, and here comes the man who just made the great catch, Jackson Churio. New pitcher, Jorge Alcala, misses inside with ball one. 5-4 Minnesota in the seventh. Joe Ryan done after six. He's in line for the win. 1-0. Drilled deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game-tying home run. Jackson Churio. Have yourself a weekend at Target Field. Churio knots the game at five, leading off the seventh inning. You want to talk about no doubt. That's as no doubt as it gets. Churio's 10th. He's driven in three. And we got a brand new game against Alcala. Here's Eric Haas, and he takes right in there for strike one.
This is getting kind of fun, isn't it? I mean, how special is this kid?
0-1 pitch. Big swing, no contact at a slider, and it's nothing and two on Haas, who has not been retired. You have to keep pinching yourself, saying, is this real life from a 20-year-old?
What did we do to deserve to get to watch him play every day?
Man, oh man. Haas has homered and had an RBI single. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Another slider from Alcala. And there's the first out in the seventh. One down, top of the order, Bryce Terang, and then William Contreras due. Every Brewers home run means Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates, there is a difference. Terang's 0-3, and he tried to check but was fooled and committed. Nothing in one on a pitch that was, actually, I think called a strike. Okay. 0-1 pitch. Similar. That one's called a ball, though. 1-1.
That ball went 443 feet. That is 5 feet off the longest home run of the year for the Brewers.
The 1-1. Terang pops foul, coming back over the screen. It's 1-2. I would have believed any distance you had told me right there.
612 feet.
Well. You know, when he got the two-run double his previous at-bat 2 innings ago, I said to you, the ball's just making a different sound when it leaves his bat, and we just heard it again. The 1-2. Terang takes in tight, 100 miles an hour from the right-hander Alcala.
Now, you're right. It sounds different off his bat. It looks different, too.
Tie game in the seventh. The 2-2. Bryce takes in the dirt. That's a changeup, 92 miles an hour after a 100-mile-an-hour heater. Full count on Terang. Brewers look to recapture the lead on what's been a back-and-forth Sunday affair. Now the 3-2. Swing and a foul. Straight back. Hard. 99-mile-an-hour heat. It was was 3-1 Minnesota going into the fifth. Brewers scored three to take the lead. Twins got it right back with two in the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 again, swing and a miss. He chased, that was the slider perhaps off the plate away, but Terang is out number two on back-to-back strikeouts for Jorge Alcala. Good bounce back for the right-hander after the long home run by Jackson Churio greeted him. And now here's William Contreras. 0-for-3 with three grounders against the starter Ryan. Now the pitch, way outside. 99 miles an hour, ball one. Alcala's had a great season. That was the first home run he's allowed. And now over 36 innings. 1-0 big swing at 100 miles an hour, and Contreras fouls it straight back, 1-1. Alcala has a 1.51 earned run average coming into the outing, and Churio said, I don't care. Two out, bases empty, the 1-1. Way outside again on 100 miles an hour. 2-1 on Contreras. Just activated off of the Brewers' injured list, Jared Koenig is getting loose in the bullpen. He'll get the bottom of the seventh, it appears. The 2-1. Hit hard on the ground to third. What a play behind the bag by Brooks Lee. Backhand, two-hop throw across the infield in time to get William. He wasn't really running. He was out by four steps. That should have been a double, but they had the guarding the line defense. Lee was standing almost on the chalk as he fielded that. So the inning is over, and we'll hit the seventh inning stretch. But Jackson Churio, who is having a two-game stretch to remember, has hit the game-tying homer. And we are knotted at five as Jared Koenig returns right after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers Baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, in the span of about 3 minutes, Jackson Churio leapt over the railing into the seats in foul ground and made a great defensive play and then hit the game-tying home run, the very next act in this game. They were tied at five as we finished the seventh inning stretch. Then Jared Koenig makes his return to the Major League mound. He'll face the top of the Twins order, Castro, Larnick, and Buxton. The seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island is your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Josh and Lane back with you. And we are still aghast at what Jackson Churio is doing here in this series. My goodness. Anyway, then Alcala got the next three outs. So you got Koenig coming back in. He missed 16 games with that forearm injury. Bryce Wilson tossed a scoreless sixth. And the fourth pitcher of the day for the Brewers is Koenig. The numbers on the year just spectacular. In 29 games before he got hurt, 7-1 with a 1.66 earned run average. And Pat Murphy, Lane, was talking earlier today about how good he feels to have Mr. Koenig back available in the bullpen. And what do you know? He goes to him in a leverage spot immediately.
Yeah, I think the Brewers missed Jared Koenig, and it's probably a story we didn't talk a lot about while they were missing him. But this guy was really dominating the opposition, and his stuff was getting better and better the more he pitched, it felt like. And this is a guy that has earned his way into leverage spots for the Brewers, and he has delivered in all roles they've asked of him.
Pitched one inning in a rehab game Friday with Nashville, and here's